You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tonight at 7 o'clock, people will gather in San Francisco for a vigil and march honoring the city's late public defender, Jeff Adachi. The five-time elected official died unexpectedly Friday after suffering an apparent heart attack in North Beach. Through his profession and his gregarious personality, Jeff met people from all walks of life, but one who knew him best was Matt Gonzalez. Aside from being one of the city's most respected lawyers, Matt served as president of the Board of Supervisors. He came very close to beating Gavin Newsom in the 2003 mayor's race, and he ran for vice president of the United States alongside Green Party candidate Ralph Nader in 2008. But Gonzalez spent the past 8 years working alongside Jeff Adachi as the public defender's chief attorney. He's now temporarily running that office, and that's where KALW's Ben Trefney spoke with him about the life and death of Jeff Adachi.
What do you think people should know about Jeff Adachi?
Well, he was a fierce fighter. He was unrelenting in his pursuit of justice and, you know, protecting the underdog, the downtrodden, you know, people that others had kind of given up on in many cases. And he expected a lot from his lawyers, and he wasn't shy to let them know that.
What about him do you know that other people don't know? Because that was kind of the public image he put forth, and I've heard people talk about that, which is really inspiring, and he led such a large, dedicated office. But what about the man, Jeff Adachi?
If you were a little bit in his orbit, you would see that he had a great sense of humor, and he loved to have a good time in a real just fun way. You know, if you were out drinking with him, he wanted to have a little bit more of that. If he went dancing, he wanted to keep going. You know, he also collected a wide group of friends from really just disparate backgrounds, because he engaged with people at kind of like this really honest place. It wasn't like what your job was and how much money you had. So the spectrum of who he engaged with was rich and poor. You know, I mean, it really was everybody. And I was saying to somebody, you know, walk down any street in the Bayview or the Tenderloin or the Fillmore or even the Haight in places. He was the most popular guy walking down the street. He's like a celebrity, basically. And even in my old supervisorial district, more people know Jeff Adachi than they do me, you know, which always made me laugh, you know.
I'm not sure that's actually true.
It is true. I mean, this happened a few times, so.
You came to this office in 1991, is that right?
That's right. I came here in 91. I think Jeff had been here about 4 years. So we weren't actually contemporaries, but we were. Now it seems like we were contemporaries, but back then, you know, he was probably in felonies. He was handling felony trials when I was doing misdemeanor trials.
And how have you seen the office change during that time? I mean, that's almost 30 years.
Well, you know, people talk about the work ethic here, and, you know, we fight cases, we really take care of our clients, we have investigators, social workers, paralegals. And the attorneys, likewise, you know, have a commitment to this work. That wasn't always the case, I'm sorry to say. And I think attorneys like Jeff Adachi, I count myself in that group, we changed the culture of the office because we wanted more for our clients. And slowly, it started to move in this direction from just this basic idea that you get a lawyer who might help you work out a plea, to you're getting a lawyer who's like down for the fight, and no matter how big the obstacle is thinking about, you know, what's the right outcome for you. And, you know, Jeff built this great law office. He built the ethics and the culture here. And I'm not worried about the future of the office, because I think it's so ingrained now, that culture, that whoever becomes the public defender, they're gonna be leading a really great group of lawyers who already know what kind of office they want it to be. I mean, it's impossible, I think, to dismantle this office. Not that, you know, anybody would want to.
So you were talking about the relationship between the Public Defender's Office and the DA and these different city agencies. I'm wondering, how does that relationship play out? You were critical of some of the ways in which police have handled the investigation or the release of information about Jeff's death. How is that relationship between the public defenders and, say, other law enforcement?
Well, there has to be space for us to criticize one another and to dialogue about these things. But we also have to come at it from a point of view that is respectful, that these are other important elected in some cases, but, you know, appointed public officials who also have a duty to protect the public in some cases and to do their jobs well. You know, sometimes the rhetoric might get a bit inflamed, you know, and so that can hurt anybody's feelings, but these are important matters also. And I should add, Georgia Gascon has been very, very generous to us.
The DA.
Yeah, the district attorney. You know, we have a lot of respect for him. He has also extended very genuine, you know, feelings, condolences over what happened. And, you know, gone so far as to also criticize some of the leaks that have been out there. Again, you don't do that if you don't respect your adversaries. So, you know.
Yeah, it's obviously an interesting situation where you have people who are on opposite sides of legal cases, but then, you know, I guess it's the proverbial go and maybe have a drink or talk afterwards.
Yeah, and in this case, it's almost, there's a bit of that idea that you can have friendships and still maintain professional disagreements, but there is something very deep-seated about this criminal justice system that although the public defenders feel like we're fighters and we're outside of the system or we're not part of it, we are part of it. And it helps our clients when we have relationships where we can sit down and ask for special consideration for individual clients who maybe had challenges that, you know, just put them in a very vulnerable place. And sometimes you have to go hat in hand to have these conversations. And Jeff was willing to do that also. I mean, you know, we call him a fighter and all that, but he could also go in and respectfully ask for special consideration, you know.
That's Matt Gonzalez, who's currently running San Francisco's Public Defender's Office. He spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney. And there's an extended version of that conversation. You can hear it and other features on Jeff Adachi at KALW.org. Mayor London Breed will appoint a permanent public defender to serve until the next election in November. And a vigil and march honoring Jeff will begin tonight at 7 o'clock outside the public defender's office. That's near the corner of Bryant and 7th Street in San Francisco. And a public memorial will be held on March 4th.